The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org. Today we're featuring Gunarji O'Sullivan and her interview with Trey Helton, manager of Vancouver's Overdose Prevention Society, who've just recently become Co-op Radio's new neighbors here at the Irving Hotel. Trey will talk about OPS's new show, OPS Radio, which airs on Vancouver Co-op Radio on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock.
Hey, I'm Gunarji O'Sullivan for The Pulse Co-op Radio 100.5 FM, talking to Trey Helen Patrick, who is one of the coordinators of OPS and is also doing a radio show with Co-op Radio, brand spanking new. Here he is.
Hey, what's up, Gunarji?
You are. What the heck? You're just like all over the place. You know, and you have your own radio show. What's it called?
It's called Ops Radio.
Ops Radio, which stands for what?
Overdose Prevention Society Radio.
Wow, amazing. Yep. And you're on every Monday night between what time and what time?
Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m. And it's bi-weekly, so if... Like, if it's not a new show, it'll be the old show just repeated. Mm-hmm. And then after 2 weeks go by, it'll be a new show. So it's,
and
it's
who are all the players?
Me and Smokey Devil, world-famous graffiti artist, mm-hmm. who uses his art to tell what's going on in the Downtown East Side. He uses his art to highlight missing women or... people who have passed in the neighborhood or COVID awareness situations. He's been doing it for 25 years, so he is... It's ironic that he does the Downtown East Side Weekly News with me because he's been basically the newspaper for the Downtown East Side for the last 25 years. And when I say that in context, it's like I know for myself, like as a former addict who lived in the Downtown East Side, like as a everyday entrenched drug user, I couldn't hold on to a cell phone. I didn't have data on that cell phone. I never read a paper. I didn't have television. So I never knew what was happening. I never was aware of anything that happened in the outside world until, like, as an example, like when Robin Williams passed, I didn't know that he passed until Smokey did a mural, right? So Smokey is the newspaper for the Downtown East Side, and he does the weekly news on the Ops Radio show with us. It was created by Ops founder Sarah Blythe, who basically, like, she's a real promoter, and she comes up with these crazy ideas sometimes, and she's just like, Trey, I need you to do this. So she was like, let's make a radio show called Ops Radio. So she's like, you're in charge now. So
that's how easy it is.
Yeah.
When there's a calling for it.
Yeah.
Right? And there's definitely been a calling for, like, harm reductive programs that are meaningful.
Yeah.
Such as OPS, right? Then after Sarah Blythe called on you, you pulled together Smokey D, yourself, and you also have an editor.
Yeah, it's Eris Nix.
What's his background?
She works for the Coalition of Peers Dismantling the Drug War and DOLF, Drug Users Liberation Front. And Eris is our producer. So our show, the Ops Radio show, is produced by the Coalition for Peers Dismantling the Drug War. And, like, we wouldn't be able to do anything without Eris, basically. Like, Sarah came up with the idea, but I'm not tech savvy. Like, I can help coordinate things and I can...
Pull
people together. But when it comes to, like, editing and like, Eris is really the brains behind that.
Yeah.
So... if it wasn't for her, like, the show wouldn't exist, so...
Oh, she makes the show sound so professional and fun.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the show. I've only heard a few episodes, but from what I can hear of it, it sounds, like, inclusive. It makes it sound... Oh, it's a highly professional show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. What do you do
on
the show?
I help wrangle Smokey, so I'm the Smokey Wrangler.
That ain't easy.
Yeah. Smokey sees something shiny sometimes and he can get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to hunt him down and get him to do the news with me.
What is the news?
So it's just like every week someone from the Downtown East Side passes, like we're constantly losing community members in the opiate crisis, and especially from the Downtown East Side. And, like, they need to be memorialized. So, me and Smokey talk about that. We put out a shout-out to people from the neighborhood who have passed on the show. At the beginning of the show, it's usually a memoriam to let people know what's happening. And, we talk about that. We try to get interviews with famous people. The most recent one was Ileana McKenney. He's a famous Indigenous rapper from Winnipeg, Manitoba. He's currently in the Downtown East Side, so
yeah. You're wrangling everybody in.
Yeah, right? It's a lot. It's not a full-time job, but it's a part-time job.
Well, I find it difficult about Downtown East Side and trying to interview people is that a lot of them are camera shy and not always open to speaking openly. How's that working out for you?
Well, it's like a lot of people trust me, so it's not that big of a deal. And like, usually I'll ask, what they're comfortable talking about. So,
okay.
Yeah.
As an essential worker, have you had to go out and get vaccines?
No.
No?
No. I haven't really? Been vaccinated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone's telling me I should go get vaccinated, but, like, everyone else can go first. I can wait. I've got a pretty good immunity.
Yeah.
I used to eat, like, garbage and, like, live in garbage cans, so.
Yeah, you were homeless for a while.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah. How long were you homeless?
I lived in front of Insight for 3.5 years on Amazing. The sidewalk, rolling
and
around.
And you survived. Yeah. Right? So your immune system is, like.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and I worked at the Cobalt for about 2 years, and the Astoria for a year, so. And I drank the draft beer there, so.
And now you're saving lives at OPS, right?
Yeah.
On the corner of Campbell and Hastings and
Columbia.
Columbia.
Columbia and Hastings. 390 Columbia and 99 West Pender. So we have two locations, an outdoor inhalation tent at 99 West Pender, and an indoor injection site at 390 Columbia Street.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I see the great work that you do, and I'm very thankful for everything that you've done in the Downtown East Side, and look forward to your future ventures.
Oh, thanks, Kenarji.
Yeah, you sing too. You just don't save lives, but you compose music. I saw on Facebook that you finally started writing a new song.
Yeah,
What's it all about?
It's about the Downtown East Side. So they like be like, write what you know. You don't want to write stuff you don't really know, you don't have any experience with. So it's a song about the Downtown East Side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, hopefully it comes together. I got to find musicians. That's the next step. Musicians to work with. So,
who are you looking for? Drummers.
Drummer.
You're more heavy metal, or punk. More punk. Heavy metal, right?
Like I want it to sound like Discharge. Like Discharge is a really good punk band from the '80s from England. It's like really, really heavy.
Uh-huh.
Like
no messing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why heavy metal, Trey?
Cause it. I like music to kill people too.
So
dark.
You want to hit it home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you're doing that, cause that is kind of like your escape.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's therapy.
Yeah.
Just ghetto therapy.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well. Help me shut this interview down.
All
what
right.
do we want to leave people with?
I don't know. Listen to Ops Radio. It's on every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Smokey plays his music. He's got a really good ear for like the latest hip-hop and the latest metal and the latest punk. Like, I don't even, Smokey, I don't know how he does it, but he just, he knows good music.
Yeah.
So tune in and listen to Ops Radio on Monday nights from 8 to 9 for Smokey's Underworld playlist. He plays his top 5 songs of the week and talk about current Downtown Eastside news updates and events.
Gail Kessel, thank you.
Hello, Gail Kessel. Far. Thank you.
That was Trey Helton, manager of the Overdose Prevention Society, located at Hastings in Columbia, right next door to Co-op Radio. OPS Radio can be heard on Monday evening at 8 o'clock, right here on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.